Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, going back to the true words of Jesus Christ that have been God-breathed, written by His apostles, canonized by them, and finalized by the Apostle John. And true Christianity means that your life is based upon and centered around Jesus Christ. That He is your Lord, He is your Master, He is your Savior, He is your High Priest, and soon coming King in the kingdom of God. And the whole message of Jesus Christ was the coming kingdom. Now I want you to go back and review the series that we have done, How the Christian World Has Become Deceived. And yes, it is. Now, in order to deceive people into accepting traditions, there were those who came along who were called the early church fathers. They're not of God. They were the starting of the apostasy right after the Apostle John died, right at the close of the first century. Because the apostasy was within the church, started before the apostles died. And the false preachers and the false ministers and the false doctrines were promulgated incrementally, a change at a time, a change at a time, a change at a time. And because of such visceral hatred by the Roman Empire against the Jews, and the early Christian church, of course, practiced everything that was in the Bible, and since they did, they were thought to be Jews. And that's the furthest thing from the truth that has ever been. So there were those who came in and, well, let's have a sanitized Christianity for us Gentiles. Oh, and Paul taught a different gospel to the Gentiles. Well, no, he didn't. Because, you see, people don't read and study the Bible. Now, let me tell you about a Bible that you can receive from us. It's called the Holy Bible in its original order. Now, one thing that is very good about this Bible is it is dedicated to the truth of God, the love of God, the faith of God, the grace of God, and everything about Jesus Christ. It is not political. It does not have religious doctrines based upon traditions of men. And it restores all of the incorrectly translated verses in the New Testament that have led Protestantism through the King James Version and other versions into a lawless grace. Now, if you go to church on Sunday, which is the wrong day in the first place anyway, but if you do, and you hear a preacher say, we're under grace and the law has been done away, you can immediately know that whoever says that, regardless of the credentials after his name, doesn't know a thing. Do you think for 1 minute that any man can change a law of God? Do you? Is not God greater than any man? Is not Christ superior to any council of churches? Are not the words of Christ and God, which are truth, the standard on which everything should be built if you want true Christianity? And part of restoring original Christianity for today, not a brand of Christianity, is getting back to the truth of the Bible. And it also is very important to understand that all of the errors and all of the sins and all of the false practices and all of the assumptions that have been brought into the churches that call themselves Christian must be exposed and eliminated and returned to the truth of God in the Scriptures. And a true return to sola scriptura, not a political slogan, and then in comes the deception. Now, you see, there is an adversary out there in the world called Satan the devil. And he's deceiving the whole world. And he has deceived it so much, it's just like a big net, a big pall hanging over the earth. And it says in Revelation 13 that the whole world worshiped the dragon, Satan the devil. Now, how do they do that? Do you do that? Of course, I'd never do that, you might say. Really? Ask yourself another question. Do you know the deceptions of Satan the devil? That he has in religion, in government, in finance, in education. Let's add their entertainment, too. Did you know that all five of those are major tools of Satan the devil to deceive, to hold you captive in Babylon the Great? So ask yourself the question, do I see the truth of God and believe it? Or do I believe the lies and teachings of my religion? And have you ever really proved these things to be true or not? Because you see, 85 to 95% of everything taught in the Christian world today is false. Now, you might say that's an arrogant statement. Viewed from their perspective, listening to what I'm saying, but viewed from God's perspective and the Scriptures, that is absolutely true. So their assumptions are the arrogancy. And what I'm telling you is the truth of God. Now let's come to Matthew 7. We've been here many times before, but we're going to come back here again many times in the future. Because Jesus says, I am the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. And he also says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And that's the true Jesus. Not a Jesus that's preached on Sunday. Well, they may give you some information. They may get you started on the first step, but their journey stops right there. So you have no salvation, though you think you do, though you're told you do, though you may even believe you do. But that's why we have the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because down the road, things don't go the way that they should if you're converted. Now, what are you going to do? So let's come back here to Matthew 7. And let's see what Jesus says. Let's see what restoring original Christianity and the truth of God is all about. And it is not an easy thing to do, especially in today's world. We need to realize that things that are on the side of God and truth will set us free from all the lies and deception of men who profess that they're Christian, teach a Christianity that is not true. And you have Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Word of God, and your own choices. That's why Church at Home. You're not going to hear things like this in any other church where people gather, where most of the church is there to please those who are there, so we can keep them attending. And see, that's the error of Protestantism. Get them churched. No. The people of God are the church. The truth of Jesus Christ is preach the truth, and God will call them and convert them. So it's not being churched, it's being converted. Sitting in a church, if you're not learning the truth, and if you're not learning to love God, and if you're not learning to understand the Word of God, And if you are not being converted, is a total waste of your time. That's why Church at Home. You can take your time. You can open your Bible. You can read it. You can study it. You can pray and ask God for understanding and truth from it. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. So here's what Jesus says. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter through it. Now, how's the Christianity in the world? It's simple. It's easy. Many go through the broad way. You look at these mega churches. You know what the reality of those are? Many of them are starting to come unraveled because there's no substance of what they teach from the Bible the way that it should be taught. Verse 15, but beware of false prophets. Now, who are the false prophets? They're the one preaching the broad way. They're the ones who are doing the merchandising. They're the ones who are out there. Oh, come, y'all, come. God says, repent. The first words that Jesus said when he came into Galilee to preach the gospel was, repent and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, repentance is a difficult word for a lot of people. Because that means you need to acknowledge your sins. That means you need to find out what your sins are. You need to read and study the Ten Commandments and know what God says. Because sin is a transgression of the law. And before you can even begin to have a relationship with Christ, you've got to repent. And then you've got to be baptized by full immersion in water in a covenant baptism with Christ. Now, that's far different than what's preached from the pulpit on Sunday. And I know that's difficult for some people to handle. And some people ask the question, well, why do you speak the way that you do? Because the world is in such a stupor of deception that it's like someone standing in front of a train and it's only down the railroad tracks 100 yards and you tell them, get out of the way! But unfortunately, most of them are paralyzed by the deception. And the train runs right over them. We're living in the last days. And we need to get serious about our relationship with God. We need to understand how to love God, how to obey God, how to have a relationship with Him. We need to realize that we need the Holy Spirit of God and the conversion that comes from the true Jesus Christ because our lives depend upon it. You see? So Jesus warned. False prophets, they come to you in sheep's clothing. Oh, they're nice, they're polite, they're kind. Oh, they're so smooth in their speaking. And we have great and marvelous choirs. Yes, choirs can be fine. And it's such a moving service. Could be. But are they telling you the truth? Or are you being lulled into a deception? Let's go on. He says, but within their ravening wolves, you shall know them by their fruits. They do not gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles, do they? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree cannot produce evil fruit, nor can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. You can't go back and reform it. There has to be complete repentance and repudiation. Every tree not producing good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, you shall assuredly know them by their fruits. Now, let's see what the leaders will say, because the judgment day is going to come. And the Bible tells us we're all going to have to come before the judgment seat of God and give an account for ourselves. So here they come. Now, notice this is right at the beginning of the preaching of Jesus Christ. He knew what was going to happen, so he gave warning. Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who is doing the will of my Father who is in heaven. And doing here means practicing. Do you know the will of the Father in heaven above? Or do you just know the will of your church doctrines and stated beliefs? Next, are you doing the will of the Father in heaven above? Do you think it's the will of the Father to do away with his holy and righteous laws and commandments? And tell people you can just do whatever you all like, honey, because whatever feels good, that's just fine. No, that's not what God says. Now, these are those who use the name of Jesus, but were deceived. These are those who use the name of Jesus, but did not believe it and teach the truth. These are the ones who modified the word of God by adding in traditions of men. Now, we'll talk about that in just a bit, because all of this is necessary for you to understand and to be challenged, and for you to begin really thinking, here's God. He's the only one that can give me eternal life. Here's what the preacher says. Compare the two. Can a preacher give you eternal life? Can a church give you eternal life? Can an organization give you eternal life? Can traditions of men give you eternal life? Or is it not alone Jesus Christ and God the Father who can give you eternal life? You need to know. And it's up to you. I don't want you believing me because of what I say. I want you to prove it. I want you to get out your Bible and be serious about it. Because I cannot give you eternal life either. But if I teach the things that Jesus taught, and if by the Spirit of God he inspires me to preach the truth to you, then through the truth of God and through Jesus Christ and God the Father, you can receive eternal life. Now notice what they will say. They'll say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? What's the lesson here? Just because they say Jesus and Lord and prophesy in his name, does that guarantee they're teaching the truth? Remember, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So what are they really preaching here? They are arrogating to themselves. I don't like the word that the Protestants use, appropriate to yourself. You can't appropriate anything to yourself. Only God can give it. Now, you can claim the promises of God if you repent and if you yield to God and if you are loving him, but you can't appropriate anything from God. Since Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, will lies get you to God? No. Will traditions of men bring you salvation? No. Will the customs of the people and what everybody practices be the thing that God will accept? No. So you need to ask yourself the question, what do you need to do? You need this book. Lord, what should I do? We'll send it to you at no cost to you. Did we not cast out demons through your name? Yes, the name of Jesus Christ will cast out demons. But then did they teach the people to obey God and love God and keep his commandments? And did we not perform many works of power through your name? Yes, we healed many people. Remember, there was an account there in Mark the 9th chapter and Luke the 9th chapter where there were those even during Jesus' day going out using the name of Jesus Christ to cast out demons. And the disciples came and said, do you want us to forbid them? And Jesus said, no, those who are not against us are on our part. Now, you need to understand something concerning that. That doesn't mean that they have the keys to salvation. Do you need to understand that? Now notice Jesus' answer. He didn't say, oh, you're all well-intentioned. Oh, you did such good things and all of these things and all of the campaigns. And I was watching down there on this one campaign when this great evangelist had thousands come forward and give their heart to me. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Yes, enter the kingdom of God. Verse 23, and then I will confess to them, I never knew you. And isn't it interesting? What is one of the phrases of Protestantism? Do you know the Lord, brother? Do you know the Lord, sister? The Apostle John wrote, anyone who says he knows him and doesn't keep his commandments is a liar. And the truth is not in him. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. Every minister who says the laws of God have been done away is identified right there in that scripture. And this is what Jesus warned about. So being able to restore original Christianity for today and being able to find the true Jesus Christ in the end times and being able to define what is the will of the Father and what we should do, that's got to come from the Bible. Not from what you may interpret, because unless the Bible interprets the Bible, the interpretation can be wrong. Not by what some people think. Not by what some people feel, but what the truth of God actually reveals. Now notice what Jesus said here. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and practices them, do you do that? I will compare him to a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rain came down, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall, for it was founded upon the rock, and that rock is Christ. Those who did not do it, did not practice them, is compared to a foolish man. Are you a wise man or a wise woman, or a foolish man and a foolish woman? Now you have to decide that, you have to judge that, because God is going to judge you on that, and he's going to give you the opportunity to judge yourself so you can repent. And the rains came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And you know, you can take these verses and you can expand it to the whole world and the second coming of Christ. And that's exactly what is going to happen. This world is going to be turned totally upside down because of the sins of Babylon the Great and the lawlessness of the preachers and politicians and economists and financiers and education and entertainment. It's going to be wiped from the face of the earth forever. Now, ask yourself the question, whose side am I on? Are you on God's side? Do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you live by every word of God? Do you love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and being? If you're starting to do that, you're taking the first steps. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And you're going to hear from the Word of God things you never hear in church. Because churches are so political, they will never allow it. So until next time, so long everyone.